I was born in a strange country. I was born in a strange country of red dry earth and heat all year, and the sweat ran down your back where elephants worked in the logging camps, where coconuts grew by the beaches, and the sun was so hot you sat in the shade, where the village women brushed their babies' hair and wore saris as bright as paradise birds. My mother drank tea in the Mount Lavinia Hotel, and my nanny told me stories of Krishna, which she didn't learn from the convent, where the little brown girls in white dresses walked in an orderly line. I was born in a strange country, where the villagers wailed where somebody died, and the radios wailed to the afternoon, and the diesel train wailed in the cutting, where high in the hills in the tea plantations, the tea pickers' fingers never stopped clicking, and the boy Buddhist monks chanted their prayers in the temple at Kandy. The Buddha's tooth was as big as an elephant's. I was born in a strange country, with trees that never stopped fruiting. In the Hakgala Gardens in Narela, you might think you were in paradise, with flowers as big as your face and bougainvillea trailed over the walls. But the houseboy killed a snake in the bathroom, and my mother went swimming in the beach club, whites only, no natives allowed, and my nanny sang songs from the Hindu films and wanted to go to Bombay. And I lay in my cot and got prickly heat and listened to the ceiling fan. I was born in a strange country, where my mother dressed for the races, and my father cursed the natives because they were never on time. But the servants bowed and nodded and smiled. They didn't care at all that nothing was ever on time. And the cook would only make custard, so we ate a lot of custard. And my brother tripped on the veranda and cut off half his finger. My nanny spooned me eau de cologne, two bottles she stole from my mother. And scented and drunk, I lay in my cot and watched the electric fan. I was born in a strange country, with beaches too hot to walk on, and waves too fierce for swimming, and beggars outside the churches, crumbling Portuguese buildings, and white factories on the edge of town, and white bony cows walk through the market, and the Tamils hated the Sinhalese, and there was a curfew at 9. And the Catholic churchyard was full of graves of marble-white sickly children. And my nanny brushed her hair with coconut oil and told me of Kali, the terrible goddess. I was born in a strange country, a country that did me no good, a country that nearly killed me. But even now things seem unfamiliar that should be so familiar, like tweedy jackets and vicar's wives, like Packamack and Wellies, red pillar boxes and buses, umbrellas, crumpets and marmite of Englishy, Englishy England. Because I was born in a strange country, and I hate the cold and the dark and the wet long winters. And I lie in my bed at night and I hear the swish of a fan.